State of opportunity.
State of opportunity.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
You're listening to Michigan Radio. The Trump administration recently released new plans to crack down on undocumented immigrants living in the U.S. Fear has swept through immigrant communities, and parents are being advised to have a plan in place for their kids in case they're detained or deported. State of Opportunity's Jennifer Guerra reports.
Miguel and Angel are brothers. Miguel is 14, Angel's 15, and they pretty much disagree on everything, like TV shows.
I watch cartoons.
I watch Chinese dramas.
They also have wildly different tastes in music and games, even the way they dress. But that stuff is all pretty minor compared to the big disagreement they have over where they should go if their mom is deported back to Mexico. Miguel is a proud mama's boy, says he never wants to separate from his mom and will go with her to Mexico, even though he's only visited there once when he was three. Angel doesn't like that idea.
I want to stay here and finish studying. So if I finish school here, I'll have a better opportunity to help my mom out in Mexico.
Angel and Miguel were both born here in the United States, along with their four younger siblings. Their mom is undocumented. She came to America illegally 18 years ago. Her husband is also undocumented. And while she prays every night that she won't get picked up by Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, if she does, she has a plan. She wrote it all down in a black three-ring binder, which they keep in a closet. Angel says if he comes home from school one day and his mom isn't there,
I'll immediately just grab the binder and just call my family here, call to a friend of mine that's police, come to the house and take care of us while we figure out what happened to my mom and where she is.
Sí, ya les he dado algunas instrucciones a mis hijos.
That's Angel and Miguel's mom, whose name we are not using because she's worried about being deported. She says yes, she gave her two oldest boys instructions on what to do and who to call if she's detained and put in jail. She also put a notarized letter in the binder. It gives her cousin, an American citizen, power of attorney to take care of Angel, Miguel, and their younger brothers and sister until they can all be reunited with their mom in Mexico. Their little sister, who's seven, doesn't really know about any of this. She's busy being seven, playing basketball and violin, and crushing it at her school's spelling bee.
I like my spelling bee a lot because last time I remember we having a competition, and I was first winner.
Do you remember the word you won on?
Yeah, it was think. T-H-I-N-K.
High five. She's mostly unaware of the panic setting in around her, and her mom wants to preserve that sense of innocence for as long as possible.
I've tried to talk about it with her. She starts to cry and hugs me. She's very sensitive. I felt horrible when I had this conversation with the three older kids, because even though they're older, they would cry and hug me. I understand that I'm in a country that's not mine, but it is the country of my children, so if they were older, I wouldn't worry. But they still need me. I'd like to wake up tomorrow and say, wow, all this was a nightmare. Nothing happened, but it's not so.
It's estimated that there are more than 11 million undocumented immigrants in the U.S., and another 5 million or so kids born here in the U.S. who have at least one undocumented parent. Ruby Robinson is a lawyer with the Michigan Immigrants' Rights Center. He says his office has been flooded with calls from parents who are worried about their kids. He gives them a free booklet with details on how to make a plan and what to include. Things like,
who should they call? Where should they go? Medication information, the doctor's names and phone numbers. There's a sample power of attorney that's inside. And it says, in case I am not here, so-and-so has the ability to care for my kid. And that power of attorney would be valid for 6 months.
If families don't make a plan for their kids and no one is able to legally step in and take care of them, Robinson says it's likely the state would place those kids in foster care. With State of Opportunity, I'm Jennifer Guerra, Michigan Radio News.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, our partner with communities where children come first.